Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving deep into all the rumors surrounding the iPhone SE4 today. We've got this really cool new article from 9to5 Mac. It's full of leaks. And basically, we want to break down all the exciting stuff that's got everyone talking about this phone and, help you figure out should you care about this new phone. So, usually with the SE line, we see sort of like minor upgrades, right?
Just like, oh, they updated the chip and that's kind of it. This time it seems like they're really ready to shake things up. I mean, bring the SE into like the modern iPhone family.
For real, this is like not even a spec bump. It's a whole
A
makeover.
whole redesign.
Remember the classic iPhone 8 design? Like, that's gone. Say goodbye to that. The SE4 is going to look way closer to the iPhone 14.
Yeah, like those flat sides.
Yeah, those flat
Love
sides.
everything.
And okay, a huge display upgrade is coming. We're finally seeing OLED on the budget iPhone. What do you think that means for people?
Deeper blacks, richer colors, just much more vibrant. Everything on the screen just pops more. And OLED is actually more energy efficient than the old LCD displays. So you might even get longer battery life.
That's amazing. I know battery life is a big one for people, so that's got to be like
That's a huge plot point.
huge. Yeah, absolutely huge. Okay, and we can't ignore the, I don't know,
The elephant in the room.
the notch. Yeah, like the home button, it's gone. Say goodbye.
So why?
Space ID's in. I'm a little torn on this. I mean, on the one hand, it makes sense to align the SE with like the rest of the iPhone lineup, But I do wonder if people will miss the simplicity of Touch ID,
I mean, it's definitely a trade-off. I think you can see both sides of it. Touch ID is great for its quick response and ease of use, But Face ID brings a whole new level of security with that 3D facial recognition tech. And, sometimes you just can't use your finger, so it's more convenient.
Wearing gloves.
Or carrying groceries.
Good point. And okay, speaking of the whole modern iPhone experience, no dynamic island, I have to say, I'm bummed. It's so sleek and functional, managing notifications and alerts and everything.
It seems like they're drawing a line. Like, this is the budget iPhone, this is premium, and you're not getting that. But you know what? Even without that, the SE4 is still a pretty powerful phone. I mean, we're talking A18 chip, same one as the iPhone 16, and 8 gigabytes of RAM. I mean, that's
No, that's pretty
a lot of power
powerful.
for a budget phone.
What does that mean? Like,
I mean, everything's going to be super fast. Like, apps are going to launch in a snap. You can multitask with no lag. Even demanding games and apps should run really smoothly.
So it's gonna feel like a top of the line phone,
Without the price.
even though it's not. Okay, that's a, I'm officially impressed. But I want to break this down a little further. 9to5 Mac mentions that it's a 5-core GPU A18. Can you explain that?
So think of the GPU as like the engine that powers all the visuals, all the graphics. The more cores, the more horsepower, basically. So 5-core GPU for the SE4, smoother gaming, better performance in those AR apps, maybe even smoother video editing if that's something that you do.
Smoother performance all around, even for things that push the phone graphically. Okay, what about the camera?
Oh, the camera.
I feel like that's the one area where the SE line has kind of lagged behind,
So this is where it gets really interesting, okay? A 48 MP wide camera is what's being rumored.
Whoa, hold on.
That's the same one as the 15 and the 15 Plus.
48 MP, that's like
I mean,
for camera level?
that's a massive improvement from the previous SE camera.
What kind of difference will that make for like the average person who just wants to take nice pictures and videos?
Okay, so more megapixels equals more detail, especially in low light. So sharper, clearer, less grainy. You can crop your photos without losing as much quality.
Ooh, that's a big one. I can't tell you how many times I've taken a picture and then I'm like, oh, I want to crop this, and it just gets all pixelated. And I'm like, ugh. Okay, what's this I'm hearing about a 2x optical zoom?
So it's not a telephoto lens, okay? It's achieved through sensor cropping. They're using the higher resolution of the 48 MP sensor to capture a smaller portion of the image, which gives the effect of zooming in.
So it's like you get some of the benefits of a telephoto lens
You do.
without actually having one. But, part of me still wishes they would gone all out and included a telephoto or an ultra wide, you know?
Yeah, I
I
mean,
love those.
they add a lot of versatility for sure.
Yeah, landscapes,
Yeah.
all those cool, like,
Artsy close-ups.
artsy close-ups.
But I guess it comes down to balancing features and affordability.
Yeah, they got to draw the line somewhere, right?
They do. They do.
Okay, but let's talk about what really has everybody excited.
Okay.
Apple's own 5G modem,
Yes.
codenamed Centauri, debuting in the SE4.
This is big.
This is big, right? This
Yeah.
has been years in the making.
It has. I mean,
Remember when they acquired Intel's modem division back in like 2019?
oh, yeah.
They've always wanted to have complete control over their hardware and software.
Total control, yeah.
And the modem is such a critical part of that.
Right.
It hasn't been easy, though.
It hasn't.
There have been rumors of like delays, challenges,
Right.
developing a modem that lives up to Apple standards.
Yeah. And Apple standards are high.
They're high, so they're finally ready
Looks like it.
to show the world.
Looks like it. And it's not even just a 5G modem.
Okay.
It handles Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS too.
What? Talk about ambitious.
Right.
This movie's crazy.
It really shows their vision for the future.
Like bringing all that wireless functionality together
Yeah.
under one roof,
It's
that's
under one roof.
wild. What are some of the potential benefits of that?
Well, I mean, better power efficiency,
Okay.
faster switching between networks,
Yeah.
and who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe completely new features that we haven't even thought of yet.
Yeah, new stuff. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about the possibilities.
I know, right?
And one of the key benefits that keeps popping up,
Yeah.
reduced battery consumption, especially in low power mode.
That's huge, yeah.
That's a big one.
A lot of people, that's their main concern. They
Yeah.
want to be able to squeeze more hours out of their phone. You don't have to worry about finding a charger all the time.
Yeah.
So,
That sounds like a dream come true.
it does.
So it seems like the SE4 is like a testing ground for Apple's modem before they roll it out to their flagship devices.
That's what it seems like.
Right.
Makes sense.
It's a smart move, right?
Smart move.
Test the waters, refine the technology, get some real-world data,
Yeah.
iron out the kinks
Yeah.
before implementing it across their whole line. Okay, so to recap, fresh new design,
Yep.
powerful A18 chip, significantly upgraded camera,
Yep.
and most importantly,
The 5G modem.
the 5G modem, the debut.
Yeah.
Anything else we should cover before we move on?
Well, there's one big question on everybody's mind.
Yeah. When can we get it? And how much is it going to cost?
Right.
Stay tuned because we'll cover the release date and price speculations next.
Yeah, so spring 2025 is what the rumors are saying for a release date. But you're right, price is the big question, right?
Yeah.
I mean, with all these upgrades, how can they keep it as affordable as the current SE?
Yeah, they got to balance making it, accessible, but also
Right.
justifying all the, these amazing new
Yeah,
features.
exactly. Yeah. So what are the analysts
Yeah,
saying?
what are they saying?
Well, they're thinking somewhere between $459 and $499.
Okay.
So definitely a jump up from the $429.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still less than the flagship models,
Oh, yeah, of course.
but it's not exactly pocket change
Yeah,
either.
nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it just depends on whether those upgrades are worth the extra cost for you.
Right.
What do you think? Do you see this new SE appealing mainly to existing SE users who are ready for an upgrade, or could it attract like a whole new audience?
That's a good question. I mean, the SE line has always been for people who want the iPhone experience
Right.
without the super high price tag. I
Yeah.
think this new one, could broaden the appeal. Like, imagine somebody's been looking at the 15, but they just can't justify the cost.
Right.
This could be perfect for them.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
You get a lot of the same features,
You did.
like the A18, the improved camera, at a more, accessible price point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like they're saying, hey, you don't have to break the bank to get a great iPhone.
Right. And there's also the people who just prefer smaller phones.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, yeah, the SE4 is going to have a 6.1-inch display,
Right.
which bigger than the current SE,
Yeah.
but it's still smaller than like most of the flagships out there.
Yeah, that 6.1-inch size just seems like the sweet spot for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's big enough to enjoy videos and games and stuff,
Yeah.
but it's still small enough to like.
Fit in your pocket comfortably,
Yeah.
fit in your hand.
Exactly.
It's a good size.
And honestly, with the way we use our phones these days, like a bigger screen is kind of necessary.
It really is, young
We're
man.
always, you know, streaming videos,
Browsing social media.
social media, reading articles. It's all just better on a bigger display.
It's so much better, yeah.
Okay, but back to the Centauri modem.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just about the SE4, right?
No, this is bigger.
This could have huge ripple effects across the whole tech industry.
It really could, yeah.
I mean, Apple, they're known for vertical integration.
Yeah.
They control every part of their hardware and software.
Yeah, total control.
And bringing modem development in-house, it's like a whole new level of control.
It is, yeah.
What does that mean for, like, the average person?
Okay, so think about it this way. When Apple designs both the hardware and the software, everything can work together better,
Okay.
more efficiently, more seamlessly.
So it's not just about like faster downloads or better connectivity.
It's about everything.
It's about the whole user experience. Like it's elevated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could see better battery life,
Okay.
faster downloads and uploads, more reliable connections.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe new features we haven't even thought of yet.
This is crazy.
I know, right?
And this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Once they perfect this modem technology,
It could be in everything.
it's going to be in iPads, Macs, Apple Watches,
The whole lineup.
the whole lineup, yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
Okay, before we get too carried away,
Yeah.
we got to remember this is all still just rumor.
Right. We don't have anything official from Apple.
Nothing official.
And things could definitely change between now and then.
Yeah, spring 2025 is still a ways away.
It is, yeah.
But, you know, based on the track record of these sources and how consistent the information is,
Yeah, it's starting to feel pretty real.
it's feeling pretty real.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think even if some of the details change,
I think the overall message is clear.
yeah.
Apple wants the SE line to be more competitive, a better option for more people.
Yeah. And with their own 5G modem tech.
Oh, yeah, that changes everything.
It's going to be so interesting to see how it all plays out.
It really is.
It could be a huge turning point, not just for Apple, but for the whole smartphone market.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, so covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We talked about the rumored design,
Yep.
A18 chip, camera upgrades, potential price, and of course, the big one, the Centauri modem.
Of course.
You know, sometimes it's the little things, though, that make
Yeah.
a big difference in the user experience.
Totally.
And one thing I've noticed is Apple's increased focus on accessibility.
Oh, for sure.
Like they're really prioritizing features that make their products usable for everyone, no
Yeah.
matter what their abilities are.
Things like voice control, live captions, the magnifier, it's all really helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's not just about like adding features as an afterthought.
Yeah.
It's like they're designing their products from the beginning with accessibility in
From
mind.
the ground up, that's
Yeah.
really great to see.
And I think that's a really powerful statement.
I do too, yeah.
It's a reminder that technology should empower everyone.
Everyone, yeah, not just some people.
Okay, so we've covered a lot today.
Yeah.
We've explored the SE4, you know, top to
Let's
bottom,
decide now.
design, specs, broader implications of the Apple 5G modem,
Yeah.
their commitment to accessibility. But, you know, what stands out to you?
What are you most excited about?
What questions do you still have?
You've shared our thoughts,
Yeah.
but it's really about how this tech resonates with you and how it might fit into your life.
Yeah, so take some time, reflect on what you've learned today.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself upgrading to the SE4?
Or maybe you're more interested in like the long-term potential of Apple's modem.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Yeah, share your comments and questions. Let's keep talking about it.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear what people are thinking.
Absolutely.
You
Yeah.
know, it just seems like Apple's approaching the SE line differently this time.
Yeah.
It's not just about offering a cheaper iPhone. They're really trying to create a better experience for more people.
Yeah, they're saying you don't have to spend a ton of money to get in on the Apple ecosystem
Right.
and enjoy a modern smartphone.
Yeah, exactly.
And with the 5G modem, they're playing the long game.
Oh, yeah.
This is like setting the stage for some serious innovation in the future.
It really is.
What do you think this means for like the whole smartphone market?
I mean, if Apple can deliver a premium experience
Right.
at a lower price,
Yeah.
could really shake things up.
Yeah, put some pressure on the competition.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fascinating to watch.
It is, for sure.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that Apple's not just a premium brand anymore. They're really trying to make their tech more accessible to everyone.
And inclusive.
And I love that.
It's great.
It's a sign that they're not just focused on profits.
Yeah.
They want to make a positive impact.
Right.
And that's awesome to see.
It is, especially these days.
All right, so that wraps up our deep dive into the iPhone SE4 rumors.
Yeah, we covered a lot.
We unpacked a ton of info.
We did.
Design specs, impact of the 5G modem, accessibility.
It's exciting stuff.
We hope you found it insightful and engaging.
As always, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep that tech curiosity alive.
Until next time, stay tuned for more deep dives into the world of tech.
We'll see you then.